Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadi Bet Amud Bet, at the top of the Amud, having completed our very long study of the Agadah. And back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that Gidon Hashed does not apply to birds, because birds don't have a kaf, that round socket. We see birds that do have. The answer is Idlei v'lo agol. They have it, but it's not round. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Idlei lo ofi agil. What if a bird has one that's round? Or Idlei the behemah v'lo agil. Or you see a behemah that has one and it's not round. My Bater didei azlinan. Do you follow the individual animal and say that as long as it has a round one, bird or animal, it applies, and if not, not? Bater minei azlinan. Or we follow its species, and its species defines whether Gidon Hashed applies, and the answer is teku. All right, v'nohag b'shalil. It applies to the embryo, and this, of course, opened up that whole door to the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, v'chalbo mutal l'divrei hakol. So Shmuel's statement here is that the chelev of the shilya of the shalil is mutar l'divrei hakol. Chalbo demai. Well, I jumped the gun. Which fat is mutar? Ilei mit shalil. I'm talking about a behema. Ilei mit shalil v'miflag pligi bay. That's the machlokut Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. Tanya, oheg v'shalil v'chalbo asur l'divrei hameir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein oheg v'shalil v'chalbo mutar. The machloket of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda about the chelev is when you shecht an animal and find inside, or when you reach inside and find a full-term live baby. They're simply following their own shita. Rav Meir, remember, says that a ben pkua is not exempt from shechita as a full animal. Gidon Hashed applies, chelev applies. Rav Yehuda says no. So it can't be that when Shmuel said the divrei hakol chalbo mutar, that he's talking about chalev of the shilya, of the shalil. Ve'ele chalbo de gid. It must be the fat of the gid. They disagree about that too. They tell you, Gidon Hashed b'chatei l'chara b'chol makom shehu. According to our mayor, you have to dig after it wherever it may be. V'chotech shimno mikaro. You have to cut the fat that's around it also out. Tver mayor, read omer, go mohim ha'shofi. Just cut it off straight, which means you don't have to worry about the fats. So the answer is the olam chelbo degid. The answer is that when Shmuel says chelbo degid is mutar, he means the divrei kol chelbo is mutar the divrei kol. It's chelbo of the gid. And what is Shmuel? The Rav Meir midrabanan asur. Shmuel agrees that Rav Meir would say it's asur midrabanan, but he says on a right the level, everybody agrees that that's mutar. Detanya Rishim no mutar Yisrael kudoshim nagubo iser. Now, we have a statement, an unattributed statement, that says the shoman of the gid is mutar, but Am Yisrael are holy, they don't eat it. Now, my love, Rav Meir, he damar mutar min haTorah, isn't it, Rav Meir, who says, mi d'orait, it's mutar, v'yasur midrabanan, and there's an Yisrael Rabanan. So you see that Rav Meir will agree that it's asur, but not d'orait. Mi my damar Rav Yehuda, maybe it's Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir d'orait, and Am Yisrael. Maybe Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir would say that the shoman is also asur. So lo sakataitach, you can't say that. Why? The tiny Gidon Hashed mechatetach har b'chol makom shehu v'shim no mutar. Look at that language. You have to dig after it wherever it is, which is assuredly Rav Meir, and the shuman is mutar. So man shem lady lechatita, who's the authority who says you have to dig after it? Rav Meir. Kama shim no mutar. And he says that the shuman is mutar, which means that when Rav Meir says the shuman is asur, that's on a d'rabanan level. Midor right, that's mutar. And that's what they all agree about that Shmuel was referring to. So Rav says the following thing. Says the only thing the Torah really forbade was the little fibers of the gid. Ulamar eitzu. It says no. The Gidon Hashed is simply like wood, has no taste. So in other words, Rav's position seemed to be that Gidon Hashed is only asur because of its taste, and the only part that has taste are those fibers. And Ula said no. The Torah forbade the whole thing, even though it has no taste. And that's like something I wrote about in the note on the first page. Amar Bai, Kavateinu Ula Mistabra. We probably follow Ula, and more reasonable. Why? The Rav Sheish de Ravasi, Chutin Shebachelev Asurin, the little fibers that are in Chelev Asurin, in Chelev and Alem, but you're not Chayiv for eating them. Alma Chelev Amar Rachmana Velo Chutin. So when the Torah said Chelev, it meant only Chelev and not Chutin, and therefore you're not liable for eating them. Not the fibers. Hachanami Gid Amar Rachmana Velo Knot. Therefore, the Torah forbade the Gid, even though it has no taste, and not those knot, those little fibers. Let's go back and look at that. But now there's more. Shebechulia, the chelev that's in, the chutin, sorry, that are in the kidney, asurin ven chayin, also, they're asur, as they're in the fat around the kidney. but you're not chayiv for them. Loven kulya, the white of the kidney, Rabbi Verbichia, charam asav achad shari. It's machloket whether it's mutar at all. Certainly not chayiv for it, it seems. Rambam memartet lay, Rabbi Yochanan memartet lay, they would cut around it. Miasi goyim lay, he, on the other hand, would just cut it straight. We probably follow that. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. Chelev shabasar chofe oto mutar. Any fat, we have this in an earlier parak, any fat that the flesh covers is mutar. Meaning, Alma, when the Torah says, Achelev shalak salim, amrachmana, velo shabatochak salim. In other words, it's only the fat that covers the meat, not meat that's covered by fat. So the same thing with the kidney. Achanami shalak layot amrachmana. Achelev shalak layot means on top of it, velo shabatochak layot. And not inside, and that's why you're not liable for it. Alright, let's look at that. Gufam Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Chelev shabasar chofel to mutar. If the meat covers the fat, that fat is not asur. The fat that's underneath the hips is asur. So the answer is, when an animal's alive, it moves around and the meat is not necessarily covering it. It shifts around. He's borrowing from Amos, of course. He's not, I didn't grow up as a tabach. I'm not a tabach. Not a shochet. I don't know it that well. But nonetheless, I know it's very clear to me, without the expertise, that's how animals go. Animals, while they're alive, move around and these things shift. So it's not as if the meat is always covering the fat. Which means we can still accept the principle that fat that's covered by meat is not asur, but that's not always covered. Now we get back to stomachs number 2 and 3. So the fat that covers them, asurin vanoshkaret, full isur. That's when the Torah says, a chelev shalakarev that goes as a korban. And by the way, that's what we learn. All the chalavim that are asur for us to eat are the chalavim that are brought on the mizbeach. I'm Riyam, I'm Reviyur, I'm Shmuel. Haitarva de klivusta, asur vanoshkaret. Vzeo chelev shalak salim. So he identifies a particular kind of fat. And that's the fat that's on the intestines. From Rabbi Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chutin shebayad asurin. If you have veins that are in the hand, not veins, but the fibers that are in the hand, they're asur. Rav Safra, Moshe, mi amar achmana lo techo bisura. Since when did the Torah say? Moshe is like an oath. Who did the Torah say don't eat meat? You're asking them not to eat meat? Some of them, Moshe, were you so surprised? Rachman achol dama, the Torah said you could eat blood? So, and there's blood in those, it's in the veins that are in the hand. But if you were to cut it off and salt it so you got the blood out, you could even throw it into the pot. Okay, Resh Maya Ba'amta Bai Greira. If you have the head of the intestines, it has to be kind of, flecked off. That's the fat that's on the small intestine. This is fat that's, the fibers that are on the tailbone. There's five there. Three on the right, two on the left. Three of them split into two, I mean, each of them two. Two of them split into threes. So nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Why do you have to know this? The shaliflu ad chamimi mishtalfi. If you shech them when the animal's fresh, and when you take them off when the animal's fresh, you just killed them, they come off easily. But if you wait a little while, then you really have to dig after them to get them out. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak of Yehuda. Chamisha chutei havu. There's five fibers there. Tlata mishum tarba, we train mishum dama. Three are asur. We said that they were asur, we didn't know why. Three are asur as fat, the other two as dam. The tachli, but in the spleen, the chafli, the chliata, mishum tarba, the veins that are in the spleen and the kidneys, those are asur as fat. The yada udaloa, the ones in the hand and in the throat, mishum dama. So my nafkamina, why? Because the answer is han mishum dama mechatach lumalach lushaper dam. If you cut off the ones that are asur mishum dam and you salt them, then it's mutar. You got the salt out. Hanach leilo tekanto, the ones that are asur mishum fat, there's no way you can get them out. Of Ganami Temer of Yehuda, Chamisha Karmi Havu. There's five places where there's membranes. Tlata and their asur, tlata mishum tar, but again, three because of fat, three mishum dama, two because of blood. Tachli the kafa du chuliata, the same three that we had, mishum tar, but because of fat. The bayu, the mokra, but the ones in the testicles. And that's on the brain or on the head, those are mishum dama. Rav Yehuda bar Hoshaya make a kaliflei tachla lelevi braid Rav Huna brachia, Rav Huna. He was peeling off the spleen. Chia make a goyim lemi loy, and he was cutting it above. Amalei chut beitfei, cut a little deeper. His father came and found him. So your mother's father, meaning my father-in-law, said, quoting Rav, Umano, who was that Rav Yemre, the only thing the Torah forbade was what is right there on the top of the spleen. Eini v'amar v'hamnuna tana krum shalatchol asur v'ein chayavin alav. The membrane that's over the entire tchol, or over the tchol, right now we'll say is asur. Hechidami, ilay mashaladad, if it's right at that point, amayin chayavin alav, shbi chayav, alirachule, which means the whole thing is asur, but you're not chayav for it. Amalei tanya tanya, if ever right, I can't dispute that. Okay, let's look at this. Gufa, ta amravi, humnuna tana krum shal atchol asur ben chayavin alav. Krum shal gabe kulia, the membrane on this kidney, asur ben chayavin alav. I don't tell you alav. We learned about that you are chayav, a contradiction. So tchol atchol akasha, and we can answer tchol. How can I get a dad? Ashlo can I get a dad? If it's right at that fat point at the top, then you're chayav. If not, not. Koya kulami lokasha, you can answer the kidney. Habi ilah on the top side, where you're chayav. Habi tatoa below is not where you're chayav. Bei chashilta. The question here is, about testicles that are mixed up in the body of the animal. Can you eat them? It's machloket. Man de asar. We don't know who did what, but the one who said it's asur. Because after all, when they come out, when they fall, if they get smashed, they don't get better again. Which means it's evir min achai. The minute the testicles fell, they're already evir min achai. Mind the shy, the one who says mutar, midaloka masarchan, they don't have a stink to them of decomposition. They're still getting life from the body, so it's not even a chai. Vida chai loka masarchan, the answer from the one who said asur, said the reason they don't smell of decomposition is, they're not out in the air, they're protected by the sac. Vida chai lo barya, and the other one answers, the reason they don't go better is, kishuta hudanakatlu, they get weak, but they're not dead. Rabbi Yochanan of Shemin Bar Abba, Hani Bei Chashilti, what do you do with these egg, these beitzim? Sharyan. Vad Leu Teichol, Mishum Ve'altitosh Torati Macha. They're mutar, but your family has a minig not to eat them. You're not allowed to abandon the minhag of your family. Altitosh Torati Macha. Ravashi, Hani Bei Degadya, eggs of a beitzim, testicles of a goat. Atlatin Yomin Sharyan Below Klipa. For the first 30 days that it's alive, then they're mutar without having to peel a piece off. Kreilech Yizran, from then on, if they have already produced Zerah, and we'll see how we find that out, Asurin, you can't eat them at all. Vilo Azran Sharyan. If not, then they're Mutar. So Manayadin, how do you know? Itba Ushuraik Yisam Usumki. If they have red stripes, then Asiran. That means they've already started to be juiced up. Leipu Ushuraik Yisumki Sharyan. If they don't have any red streaks or something, then a Mutar. Umtsi Beyu Mizurki. What happens if you take the piece of the egg and we'll get more clarity on this in a minute. Pliki Ravacha Ravina. Cholatara Kula Ravina Lakula Racha Lachumra. Whenever they have machloket, usually Ravina is generally the one who's makil. Yachatara Ravina Lakula. Nipasaka Ravina Lakula. Except for three places, Rav Acha Lekula Ravina Lechum, where they flip positions of stringency. So that means in every case we always pass between the two of them Lekula, but that's almost always Ravina. Now Umtsa de Ismik, if you have a meat that's very red, Chatcha Umalcha, you cut it off and salt it. I feel like they're Namishapidami. It's mutter to put in. Tali Namishipura, if you put it on a skewer, Doiv Dama, the blood comes out. agumre, but if you put it on coals, pligi ravachav ravina. That's where the issue is. Agumre. And the question is as follows, or over, over fire. Charama mishav sha'ivilei, right? V'charama mitzvat samtilei. The question is what it does to the blood. Either it soaks the blood, it, the fire draws it out, or else it, it locks it into the bone. V'chein bei, v'chein mizerki. The same thing applies to beitzim, and also to veins. Now, so that machloket is the same thing. That's why it was introduced with umtzi, beyu, mizerki. Three things in a parallel machlokot. Reisha bekivsha, otveya beit hashchita, dayev dama v'shari. So let's say you take the head of the animal and you put it into like a pickling. Because what happened is they would put the head, they want to get the hair off the head, so they would put they would put it in water and let it sit there and with, like ashes below it to get it out. So if you put it straight up so the Beit HaShechita is on the floor, as it were, Dai of Dama Vashari, the blood all comes out. At Stardin, if it's on the side, Mikva Kafi Vassar, it kind of coagulates and it's Vassar. Otve Anachire, if you put it, kind of pitch it forward on its nostrils, that's what I mean. If you stick something in there to keep them open, shari, because the blood flows out. Velo, they close up, asur, the blood's in there. There's all the melichot melicha. Ika damri anachirei v'abet hashchita doiv. Atzdardini, that's what I mean, shari, velo asir. We have a more cooler, a more lenient position, which is that if you put it either straight up or on its nostrils, then it's already okay. And on the side, if you prop something up with it, then it also will be okay. Again, this we saw the Shmuel earlier. There are two gidin in the leg. The one that's inside that goes all the way from the top to the bottom, and it's next to the bone. Asur v'chayev inalav. That's the one that's asur v'chayev. All right, there you're chayev for it. Chitzon, the outer one, samuch l'basar, asur v'chayev inalav. That you're not chayev for. Alatanya p'nimi samuch l'basar. That one was the one that you're chayev for was called samuch l'basar, but p'nimi. So which is it? The inner one, but it's near the flesh. We said the inner one is near the bone. It kind of shifts. It moves around inside. And all the drawings that are in all the picture books and all the gemaras, you see that gid goes back and forth. So at some points, it's actually closer to the outside. And you have the opposite. That's the place where the shochtim open up. And so that's why it's called chitzon, because that's outside, but it's really closer to the bone. If you have a shochet, and after he shechted, you found that there was some chelev in the animal, if you find just a little barley size, you need to find a whole kazayit. Now, for what? They're not disagreeing. To give him makot for selling inappropriate stuff and being machshil. Khan lavro. The other is to fire him. To fire him, even the smallest amount. Sutra, he says, kisora makom echad. If you have a saora, that's if it's in one place. Kazayit, afilu echad v'shtayim gimel v'shlosha makomot. Kazayit is, even if there's a little bit here and a little bit there, but it comes up to a kazayit, then we would sorry for all that to a kazayit, and then we'll fire him. Bi'ochata, lal koto b'chazayit, lavro b'chasora. And that indeed is the halacha. Okay, ena tavachin emanim. The end of the Mishnah said that tavachim are not believed about gidon asher, and chachamim said, Rameir, and chachamim said they are, and about chelev. How did chelev get in there? We'll see. Here, Avram Yochanan, chazul amar nemanim, that the chachamim end up saying they are nemanim. Nachman achshur dari, what, we got better? So the answer is as follows. Mi'ikar adavu sabri lak Rameir. Originally, our position was like Rameir, that you have to cut everything out. They weren't believed to do such a thing. Then we switched our position to Rabbi Yehuda, which is more lenient. So therefore, we now believe them because the job's not so hard. You just have to cut. Some people learn that as a statement about the Seifa. That the Chachamim actually changed their mind. The original position was that the ones who said in Nemanim said Nemanim. Now we're saying Chachamim who said Nemanim said in Nemanim. Why? So we're going to play sort of the same shift in Psak as being the cause. So now where they're believed, Ich Shaddai, what we're so much better, now watch how it goes. Mikara Savrak Rabbi Yehuda, originally we held like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we said it's an easy job, and we believe them because there's no reason for them to lie, they don't have to, they can be a shtickle lazy and still do it, it's not much of a job. Hada Savrak Rabbi Meir, then since we passed on like Rabbi Meir, we switched to make it much more difficult to get it out, and therefore, we didn't believe them when they said they did it. Because there were people who still remembered Rabbi Yehuda's position, and therefore they would do the easier way out. But now everybody, all the Tabachim have forgotten Rabbi Yehuda's old position that is no longer, for a while, has no longer been practiced. They all know the positions of Meir, therefore they're believed, which means according to the second position, the Tabachim are always trusted to do what they're told to do. But the only problem is here, since we took a more stringent position, we're concerned that they may have relied upon the more lenient position and not believed. Once the lenient position was forgotten, we could believe them again. Alright, the end of the Mishnah is Vala Chelev. Chelev Andachash, how did Chelev get in here? The answer is Hachi Kamar, Einem Mani Malavi Ala Chelev. The mayor said, we don't believe them about Gidon Hashem, nor about the Chelev. That's what's added here. And Chamorim Nemani Malavi Ala Chelev, they disagreed about both. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.